约伯记这个它本身是相当的丰富，可以从不同的主题来进行探讨。
Certainly, the book of Job, as you, I think as we have learned, is actually quite a difficult book to read, and we can actually approach it from different thematics.
现在呢，我们是要透过约伯身边的几个人物来探讨如何安慰受苦的人们。
And now we're going to attempt to try to understand how we can go about comforting those who are suffering from the individuals that were in Job's lives.
Slide 帮我按一下好吗？谢谢。下一张。我们先来看一下约伯的妻子。
So let's start with Job's wife.
在第二章我们看到撒旦再次打击约伯，使他从脚掌到头顶长毒疮。
So in chapter 2, we saw that once again Satan has struck Job and afflicted him with painful sores from both the sore of his feet all the way to the crown of his head.
约伯就坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮自己的身体。
And Job in turn took a piece of broken pottery and just scraped himself as he sat among the ashes.
约伯的妻子对他说，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。
And his wife actually said to him, Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die.
约伯妻子的话显然具有赌气的成分。
And certainly there are elements of recklessness in what Job's wife had said to him.
作为约伯苦难唯一的分担者，他本身也遭受了失去儿女的巨大痛苦。
And certainly, I think as the only individual who actually shared Job's burden of losing his, her children, she in fact has actually suffered immeasurable pain as well.
他的这番话是出于对约伯所受之苦的怜悯，希望约伯能在死亡中脱离痛苦。
Certainly, these words were derived from the pity and compassion that she had felt for Job's suffering and hope that through death, Job can actually escape all this pain.
本来是没有什么恶意的，但是让人听起来呢，就好像是在动摇约伯敬畏上帝的心。
So these words did not come with any evil intent, yet as we listened to them, it did seem as though it was aimed at wavering Job's God-fearing heart.
那么约伯是怎么回应的呢？
And how did Job respond to the words?
他对妻子说，你说话像一个愚顽的妇人一样。
Job took exception to his wife's words and replied, "You are speaking or talking like a foolish woman."
约伯说妻子说话像一个愚顽的妇人一样，说明妻子平常可能不是这个样子。
By such words, I think Job is inferring that this is not the way his wife typically behaved.
和合本译成愚顽，其实呢，它是 foolish。但是impious 可能会比较好的翻译，也就是不敬虔的意思。
So the translation in the Chinese Union version, I think the direct translation is foolish. I think impious might be a more appropriate translation in this case.
约伯指责妻子愚顽，实际上呢是等于指责他不敬虔，不敬畏神。
I think by this, Job is faulting his wife's impiousness or just censoring her for not being God-fearing or just lack of reverence for God.
作者用这样的指责进一步反衬出约伯自己的敬虔，说明无论妻子怎样激怒他，他仍然保持初衷。
Certainly the author in this case, through this accusation, is just trying to set off by contrast Job's reverence for God, and therefore suggesting that irrespective of what his wife might have said to provoke him, it did not sway him from his unwavering faith.
下一章，谢谢。那么，约伯妻子给我们什么反思呢？
And what can we take away from this interaction with Job's wife?
首先是真实的面对上帝。
And I think first and foremost, to be true to God.
这一点呢，约伯的妻子是值得肯定的。
And this is worth affirming for certain as it relates to his wife.
起码他比约伯后面的这三个朋友， 在神的面前是更加的真实。
I think just compared relative to the three friends who were to come, his wife certainly, certainly more true to God in that, and from that perspective.
然而他的反应也十分的情绪化。
And certainly you could see that her response was filled with emotions.
在亲密关系当中，情绪一来，有的时候呢，就很容易口如利剑，刺向对方。
And I think as we, some of us might know, in intimate relationships, emotions very often would sharpen words to cut others like a sword.
尤其当我们看到至亲被病魔折磨得非常的痛苦，而我们呢却又束手无策，会有一种深深的挫败感。
I think in this, I think it's particularly applicable when we see that those whom we love are being tormented by illness or ailment to the point then.We are actually helpless to the point of, you know, just pure frustration.
我们需要先照顾好自己的情绪，才不至于迁怒于正在受苦、急需我们安慰和帮助的这些亲人们。
I think first and foremost, we have to manage our own emotions well, so that we do not turn our anger and frustration towards those who are suffering, and indeed those who are at that very moment actually require our aid and counsel.
否则呢，有的时候一句气话呢，就会带来不堪的后果。
And therefore, I think if that's not the case, very often words of anger could bring about very undesirable consequences.
那么在第二章的十一到十三节，我们看到约伯的朋友相约从远方来到约伯那里，为他悲伤，要安慰他。
And then in chapter 2, verse 11 through 13, we saw that Job's friends actually got together, organized themselves to come together to sympathize with him and to comfort him.
Slide 下一张，谢谢。Okay. 这是旧约中好朋友的表现，与哀伤的人同哀伤，以苦难中的团结来支持约伯。
I think this is a reflection of actions of good friends that we saw in the Old Testament to come and mournwith those who are in mourning, and with solidarity, actually offer those who are suffering support and stand by Job.
另外呢，他们还向把尘土向天扬起，落在自己的头上。
And thereafter, they also began to, you know, weep out loud and sprinkle dust on their heads.
这举动呢，除了是为约伯悲伤，还表示深切的认同。
So these gestures were not only expressions of sadness for Job, but also illustrates their sincere identification with the sorrow that Job was feeling at that point.
接着他们还和约伯同坐在炉灰中，七天七夜，不言不语。
And thereafter, they actually sat on the ground or on ashes with him for 7 days and seven nights and did not utter a single word.
这或许是当时表达对死者的一种哀悼。但是也足以看出约伯的朋友们愿意在他最痛苦的时候来陪伴他，希望能分担他的一些痛苦。
This perhaps was a way for the mourners to express sorrow for those who have passed on, but I think it also illustrates that Job's friends were willing to, in his most painful moments, to accompany him and to hope to share his pain and burden.
他们也静默等候，直到约伯自己先开口说话。在这种等候中，他们让受苦者保留主动，这是一种相当特别的同在方式。
And as we look at them more closely, they certainly just waited silently and just waited for Job to utter the first word. In so waiting, they allowed those who are suffering to be the ones taking initiative. And this is actually a very unique way of.Comforting those who are suffering.
三位朋友如此热心，远道而来，想要安慰约伯。
So these three friends certainly were really care about Job. They decided to come together to try to comfort them.
可是为什么到头来事与愿违，反而给约伯平添烦恼，甚至呢，约伯呢到后来是对他们彻底失望。
And how did this outcome actually run so contrary to the initial intent or the wish, so much so that it added to Job's agony to the point that Job was utterly disappointed in them?
在21章34节，约伯说：“ 你们对答的话中既都是错谬，怎么突然安慰我呢？
In chapter 21, verse 34, Job said, So how can you console me with your nonsense? Nothing is left of your answers but falsehood.
最后，他们还招致上帝严厉的斥责。上帝说，你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
And more importantly, at the end, they actually incurred the Lord's severe reprimand. The Lord said to them, You have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job has.
他们的问题究竟出在哪里？安慰人真的这么吃力不讨好吗？
So where exactly did this issue arise? Is it really that strenuous and unrewarding being a comforter to others?
下一张 slide, 谢谢。下面我们就来看看约伯朋友到底出了什么问题。第一个就是与神疏离。
So now we look at the issues that his friends might have faced, and first being alienated from God.
从关系的角度来看，这三位朋友与神的关系是疏离的，没有真实的交流。
So from a relationship perspective, we could see that these three friends indeed were alienated from God, did not have a true communication ongoing with our Creator.
从他们的言谈中可以反映出他们的神是理论上认识的，是一幅静止不动的画像。
And then from the words that they have said, it's clear that their knowledge and understanding of God is more of a theoretical knowledge, it's a very static image.
他高高在上，不闻人间琐事。
He sits high above and actually could not care less about trivial matters amongst men.
他们把自己与神的关系包在一个固定而有次序的框架里，神被束缚在一个可操控的盒子里。
So they package the relationship with God in a fixed and somewhat of orderly framework that God was constrained within the structure which they can manipulate.
他们虽然颂赞神的威严和全能，却也利用上帝的权威和教训来责备约伯。
So even though they praise God's majesty and omnipotence, they yet reproach Job with the Lord's authority and sovereignty.
在这种疏离与神疏离的关系中发展出来的因果报应神学、传统智慧教导以及为神义的辩护，都显得僵硬死板、超然却不真实。
So from this distant relationship with God. Principle of karma or retribution, traditional wisdom, teaching, or defense of theodicy, all this appeared rigid and inflexible and certainly not authentic.
最终无法与人的需要连接。
And ultimately unable to actually establish linkages with the needs of men.
甚至在他们的言谈中逐渐会演变成一种谎言，使得上帝的愤怒临到他们。
Certainly, as the discussions continued, this actually evolved into more of a false of a lie and incurring the wrath of God.
约伯记的年代虽然离我们甚为遥远，但是他们对神错误的认知所延伸出来的神学，至今仍然存在。
So even though Job's error certainly had been quite far back, this theological extension of the incorrect understanding of God, that continued to today.
我们可能会熟读圣经，明白许多教义，热心传福音，这是好的。
So perhaps we often read the Bible, we are familiar with many doctrines and precepts, and we actually warmly evangelize, and these are all good things.
然而如果我们与神的关系只是停留在理性层面，却没有实际的交流，与他建立活泼真实的关系，我们所传的福音将抽象而苍白。
And yet if this relationship that we have with God again is more at a theoretical level, that we do not have a concrete communication with him, have a two-way active relationship with him, the gospel that we'll be spreadingis certainly very rigid, abstract, and lifeless.
如此，当我们面对那些在困境中的人们，我们可能只倾向于冷漠与说教，无法给人带来真正的安慰和帮助。
And therefore, when we are faced with those who are in pain and suffering, the words that come out from our mouth might actually just be preaching and sound indifferent and unable to bring about much comfort and aid to those who are in pain at that point.
甚至会造成更多的伤害，就像约伯的三位朋友一样。
And perhaps even lead to more harm, like what Job's friends had done for him.
刚才我们谈到约伯朋友的错误的神学，下面我们就聚焦在他们与约伯沟通上面出现的问题。
We just spoke to the incorrect perception that they have of God. And now let us focus on the communication issues that Job's friends have with them.
也就是 slide 上面的第二点，缺乏同理。
And this is the second point on this PowerPoint, the lack of empathy.
那么什么是同理心呢？这是一种能力，就可以看见和听懂，并站在对方的角度去理解他，使人能够达成沟通的这样的一种能力。
So what exactly is empathy? Empathy is the ability to see, to listen, and to view and comprehend issues from another's perspective. And this allows for a more effective communication among people.
在经文里，作者让我们看到，这三位朋友因着与神疏离，对人也是麻木不仁的。
I think from the scriptures, we can see that because the friends are alienated from God, the, I guess, reaction they have towards men tend to be apathetic and insensitive.
他们对约伯的需要视而不见，对他的呼求充耳不闻。
So they turned a deaf, a blind eye to Job's needs at that time, and also turned a deaf ear to his call for help as well.
这种缺乏同理心的表现，我们可以从约伯对他们的回应中看出来。
This demonstration of the lack of empathy, we can see that from Job's response to them.
约伯恳求他的朋友们当以慈爱待他。
Job earnestly requests that his friends treat him with kindness.
以此来表达对他们的失望。
And this is a demonstration of his disappointment in them.
约伯形容他的朋友对他而言如同夏日里的干涸谷。
So Job described his friends as undependable springs in the summer.
正当最需要补充的时候，溪流却是干的。
So at a time when refreshment is most needed, these streams actually run dry.
约伯说，现在你们正是这样。
And Job said to them, now you two have proved to be of no help.
这说明他的朋友们无法给予他真正的理解和支持。
And this again demonstrates that his friends were unable to give the understanding and support that he really needed at that time.
第三呢，就是指责论断。
And the third point being, criticizing and judging.
这也是沟通上的一大障碍。
And certainly it's an impediment to effective communication.
三位朋友都是敬畏神，他们的说辞中的确是有部分的真理。
So all three of Job's friends indeed are God-fearing, as you can see from their arguments that they are elements of truth in them.
而且他们都希望把约伯带离现实的苦境，各自呢就从不同的角度出发，向约伯提出劝告和教导。
Certainly, I think they hope that Job will be able to exit from this predicament, and from different perspectives of their own, they basically try to give him advice and guidance.
借此呢，他们希望约伯能够明白自己的处境，能够重新找到新的出路。
And through all this, they hope that Job would be more understanding of his own situation at that time and find a way out of his quandary.
然而，以利法否认除了赏善罚恶之外呢，可能还有其他的运作原则。
And here, Eliphaz disaffirmed the likelihood that there might be other principles at work besides paying for the price for evil deeds.
他坚持将自己眼见的解释为神的心意。
He insisted that the way he sees it is indeed the will of God.
先入为主的认定约伯现在受灾祸，一定是曾种下罪孽，必须悔改，不该抗议。
And again, gave priority to the explanation that Job's current predicament had been a consequence of sins being committed in the past.And as such, repentance is the only answer, and there's no dispute around it.
后来，他的指责变为指控，甚至是攻击，一步一步走向约伯的对立面。
And as the conversations continued, criticism evolved into more of an accusation and eventually into an attack on Job, and gradually just basically pitting himself against Job.
比勒达以为神的公平且公义是不容置疑的。
Bildad, on the other hand, regarded that God's justice and fairness as something that cannot be disputed.
而这是他看待约伯的唯一透视镜。
And again, this is the only lens that he could see Job through.
他坚称神必不丢弃完全人，也不扶持邪恶人。
He insisted that God does not reject one who is blameless or strengthen the hands of evildoers.
暗示约伯并不完全可能犯有邪恶。
In fact, he therefore hinted that Job was not blameless himself.
既然神不会有错，那问题一定出在约伯身上。
Since God cannot be wrong, the issue therefore lies with Job himself.
这种莫须有的论断不仅无法解决约伯的问题，反而激起他更大的反应，使他陷入更深的痛苦与愤怒中。
So these groundless inference and judgment not only could not solve Job's issues at that time, in fact incited probably more severe reactions from him, leading him to more pain and despair.
因为这正是违反了约伯的经验。
Because this indeed ran contrary to Job's experience himself.
那所法则是以简单的二分法来认为神是智慧的，人是无知的。
因此，人不能对上帝的作为有所疑问。And in the case of Zophar, his approach is a very simplistic dichotomy that God equates wisdom and man is without a clue, and therefore acts of God in this case should not be questioned.
如果约伯悔改，他就会快乐；如果他不悔改，就走向恶人的道路。And
therefore, if Job were to repent, he would again gain happiness; otherwise, he would be on the path of evildoers.
然而，所法忘记神有的时候允许不可测且看似不公平的痛苦发生。I
think yet so far here had neglected that from time to time God had permitted immeasurable yet seemingly unfair, unjust suffering to actually take place.
他的错误在于假设悔改是约伯的答案。I
think the mistake here lies with this premise that repentance is Job's answer.
他的指责。 像残忍的利剑刺向约伯。
Again, his accusation here, it's a really cruel sword that actually is aimed towards Job's heart.
和他的朋友一样，所法看不见约伯真正的境况，也错过了约伯最深的需要。
Again, akin to what we saw with the other two friends, so far could not see the real situation that Job was in at that time and actually missed out the opportunity to realize his the deepest needs.
最后一个呢，就是自我封闭。I
think the last point being self-closure or self-enclosure.
从三位朋友的谈话当中呢，我们可以感受到他们都封闭在自己狭隘的报应神学以及抽象的传统教义框架里。I
think from the words of these three friends, we could actually clearly see that his friends actually were confined within their own version of a framework of be it retribution principle. Or abstract traditional doctrine.
这使他们内心再也没有空间去包容和倾听约伯的声音。And
therefore, they could no longer have room in their heart to accommodate Job's concern and lend an attentive ear to his issues.
因着对话毫无进展，找不到答案，三位朋友逐渐失去耐性。And
again, as the dialogue continued, clearly no progress was made, and his friends actually began to lose patience.
而挫折感更遮蔽了他们对真理的判断。And
this sense of setback indeed obscured the assessment and judgment of the truth.
他们只被自己认为是重要的事和自己的看法充斥着。So
they were congested by what they deem as important or their own preconceived biases and perceptions.
完全无法在约伯的需要上与他契合。And
therefore unable to complement or adequately address Job's needs.
下一章是来，谢谢。那么约伯是如何反应、如何回应他的朋友呢
？And how did Job respond to his friends?
他痛苦地嘲笑道：“你们真是子民呐！你们死了，智慧就灭没了。”
And therefore, little wonder that Job actually ridiculed his friend and said, doubtless, you are the only people who matter, and wisdom will die with you.
他也痛苦地呼喊, 你们用言语压碎我, 要到几时呢?
And he painfully called out, how long will you torment me and crush me with words?
他祈求他们的怜悯, 我的朋友啊, 可怜我, 可怜我, 因为神的手攻击我。
He pleaded for their mercy and said, have pity on me, my friends, have pity, for the hand of God has struck me.
而朋友们不仅无法与他沟通, 还有意无意中将他定罪, 这更增加了约伯被隔离的孤单感。
So not only was this communication with his friends ineffective, they intentionally or unintentionally judged him, amplified his feeling of loneliness and being ostracized.
最后他放弃了他的朋友。
And in the end, he abandoned his friends.
他认为他们中间找不到一个智慧人。
That he would not be able to find a wise man amongst them.
他感觉几乎没有指望。
And he felt as though there was no prospect.
约伯的回应正说明了他的朋友们都是失败的安慰者。
I think all these, from his response, goes to show that his friends were failed, people who failed to effectively comfort them.
那以利户又怎样呢? 下个slide,谢谢。以利户又怎样呢?
And how did Elihu do?
以利户讲的讲词的核心意图呢, 就是为神的正义辩护。
And the core intent of Elihu's words, I guess, is to defend God's justice.
他尝试以一个超然的观察者在约伯和上帝之间做
So he attempted this effort as more of an observer with no agenda and to be an arbitrator is akin to a court of law between God and Job.
但他的言论十分冷酷, 令人失望,
But again, his opinions were callous and disappointing and were of no help to Job in any way.
作者透过以利户要提醒我们,
And the author, through the words of Elihu, wanted to remind us.
在帮助人的时候, 切记急躁,
When we're actually working to help others, we have to refrain from hurriedly looking to right perceived wrongs in accordance with God's precepts.
不要以为旁观者清, 有的时候旁观者也只是自作聪明罢了。
Do not for a moment actually believe that being an observer, we have no agenda. I think oftentimes observers tend to act up, probably acting too smart for their own good.
下一个slide. 那我们可以从约伯的朋友学到些什么呢?
And what are the learnings that we can take away from the interaction with Job's friends?
我们知道安慰受苦的人就是一种侍奉。
We understand that comforting those who are in pain and suffering is a form of service.
然而侍奉不单只是关乎传福音, 这极为重要的目标。
Again, service is not only about spreading the gospel, the truth, as the utmost objective.
也应该关注个别的人和具体的事。
But I think at the same time, we have to emphasize individual or specific and concrete issues.
要学习了解人的需要。
That in the process, we have to understand what the needs of the people around us.
侍奉不单是传扬神的超越性。
Again, service is not just to extol God's transcendence.
也是肯定平凡的尊严和生活中看似琐碎的事。
But at the same time, we should affirm ordinary honor, dignity, and seemingly trivial matters in our day-to-day lives.
让人在小事上看见神,
and actually let people see God in even the littlest things.
侍奉不单向人指向一位远在远处的上帝。
Again, service is not just about pointing people to a God who might be distant.
更是让人透过你的陪伴感受到上帝就在眼前。
But rather through your presence with them, see that God is indeed in our midst, in our presence.
学习与人同在就是你需要我就在。
To learn to be with others, that what you, when you need, I'll be there for you.
下一张slide。 下面给大家分享一个 安慰者的故事。
Now let's we'll just share a story about the comforter.
一位教会啊、一对教会领袖夫妻，他们唯一的女儿为情所困，自杀身亡。
So there was a pair of church leader couples. They lost their daughter to a suicide due to matters of the heart.
在极度的悲伤之下，他们来到一个远离自己教会的墓园。
So in extreme pain and suffering, they actually went to a cemetery which is far from their church.
希望在那里给女儿举办一个安静的葬礼。
And then hope that they'll be able to have a quiet and peaceful funeral ceremony for their daughter there.
负责墓园的牧者接待了他们。
So they were being attended to by the shepherd who was running the cemetery.
不知道你听了这个个案，内心会不会有一些类似约伯朋友的声音
？I almost wonder if now that you've heard the story, whether you have a voices that's similar to what Job's friends had said.
比如，基督徒怎么可以自杀呢
？For instance, how could the Christian actually take his or her own life?
这对夫妻是不是犯了什么罪
？This couple, did they actually commit grave sins?
肯定是教养不当，这个孩子才会出事。
Certainly, they did not have a good upbringing, or did not raise their daughter well, and therefore this actually happened.
上帝会接受他们的女儿以这样的方式离开人世吗
？And would God actually accept this daughter of theirs the way she has taken her own life?
这位墓园的负责人没有任何的偏见。
So this shepherd who was actually running the cemetery did not have his own biases.
他以深切的同理仔细聆听他们的故事 了解他们的需要
and with heartfelt empathy he listened to their story and to understand their needs
他告诉这对夫妻无论女儿以怎样的方式离开天父仍然爱她也爱你们
and he tells them that indeed regardless of the manner in which the daughter might have left them that God still loves her and indeed loves them as well
天父也会接纳你们的女儿。现在女儿已经安息在天父的怀里。
That our heavenly Father would indeed accept their daughter, and that the daughter is now resting peacefully in our Lord's embrace.
他充满恩典的福音，给予了这对夫妻莫大的安慰。
And certainly these words were merciful gospel to these couple, giving them great comfort.
这位牧者不仅了解到这对夫妻目前的需要。
So this shepherd not only understood the needs of the couple at that time,
理解到他们的确已经没有任何的心力去回应教会的各种声音。
And then I think we're really aware of the fact that they no longer have the ability or the energy to deal with the different voices from their own church.
同时他也注意到他们未来的需要。
But yet, at the same time, he recognized the needs that they will have in the not too distant future.
因为他自己只是墓园的负责人，只能在筹备和举行葬礼这段期间陪伴他们。
Because he himself is only someone who looks after the cemetery, and only will be able to be with them during this process of preparing and holding the funeral.
之后，这对夫妻需要有牧者来陪伴他们。走一段非常艰辛的修复之路。
He recognizes that this couple indeed would need a shepherd to actually walk with them on this journey of recovery and process of restoration.
于是他坦诚地告诉这对夫妻，他认识这对夫妻教会的一位牧者。
And therefore he earnestly tells this couple he actually knows a shepherd or a pastor in their own church.
并征求他们的意见。只请这位牧者一个人过来参加他女儿的葬礼，但会为这事情保密。
And therefore, I'm actually sought the approval to have this pastor attend the daughter's funeral together with them, and but all this would be kept confidential.
这对夫妻同意了，于是他们就在一个安静肃穆的气氛中为女儿举办的葬礼。
So this couple acquiesced, agreed to that, and then thereafter they had a quiet and solemn ceremony for the daughter.
接下来，这位来自教会的牧者承诺将陪伴他们走这一段艰辛的路，而且在这段期间， 他会严守秘密，直到这对妻、直到这对夫妻预备好，愿意将他们的事情告诉教会为止。
And this this pastor from their own church promised to walk with them on this difficult journey, and in the process actually kept all details to be confidential up until the point when the couple is ready and share their predicament with the church.
Next slide. 由这个故事我们看到，安慰者是要与人一同坐在灰堆中，聆听他真实的感受和挣扎，使我们，你先讲。
So I guess from this story, I think it's clear that we know that a comforter needs to be sitting with those who are suffering in their ashes, listening to their true needs.
使我们的神学、牧养、关怀与他契合。
And to align our theology, our pastoral care, and our concern with them.
并帮助人在绝境中持守希望，在看似神疏离的境况中继续仰望他。
And to help those in moments of desperation to keep their hopes up and in situations that seem far removed from God to continue to look up to Him.
谢谢大家。